The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they will make you smile unless you don't have a pulse. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. It's a lot closer today than it was yesterday. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use if we choose to. That would be a good choice. I pick door number three. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Good, good question. And also Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds and then another 3,600 seconds after that. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to this show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy. That part where you have to embrace that you know that Christianity is not just when you show up into a church service, not when you put your best on or look your best or try to act your best, but it's at all the other times too, because Christianity is a 365, 24/7 existence between us and the Lord, and that is what heaven's going to be, only it's not going to have a limit to 365. It has the limit of infinity. So what's great about that is that we can learn to enjoy God now, and we'll take that with us into eternity, and it'll be so much better there, but we might as well bring a little bit of heaven into some of the earthly realms that we deal with now. Here's the bottom line to the whole thing. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we want you to be able to share it. Maybe you have a praise report or a prayer request. Maybe you have something the Lord's working on in your life. Maybe you'll have an answer to Bible trivia. Maybe you just want to share. Whatever the case may be, we give you that opportunity. You can always call right here on the show, live, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call that number, 972-445-0770, Terrific T will answer the phone. Let me explain to you what that's like. That's like a two-for-one spaghetti dinner. There you go. Two-for-one. Come on. Can't go wrong with that, right? Also, you can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Before I send you up to the website, before I tell you about the website, we went over some of our finances in the last couple of hours and then last night. And I just want to say we have been able to pay our stuff, but we're a little thin. But we're able to pay, so we praise the Lord for that, and we give as a ministry, but we're a little thin. So if the Lord puts it on your heart, please check out HeMustIncrease.org. Website, HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. Email David@HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, HeMustIncreaseMinistry. YouTube, HeMustIncreaseMinistry. Okie dokie. All right, so there's a lot going on. Let's be aware that even though there are things that we don't understand taking places in realms we don't even understand, there is one thing that we can count on. When you go around the corner, God is already there. So even though you're like, gosh, what's around the corner? I'm kind of nervous. I don't know what it's going to be. I understand that. You understand that. We all understand that. But God is already around the corner. He knows what's coming. He's not only all-knowing, he's all-powerful, and he's full of love and grace. I mean, come on. How cool is that, right? All right. So we want to be praying for everybody to recognize that the Lord, you know, people say, you know, you look down the tunnel and there's a light coming. There's a light coming. People go, that's just another train coming. No, that's the Lord coming to help you, rescue you, strengthen you, and to empower you. Let's take a moment and pray for that real quickly. Father, we come before you right now and we pray that our expectation, our belief, our confidence in your generosity, in your grace, in your mercy, that our confidence in you would rise because you are worthy and you've proven yourself time and time and time again. And we lift up our praise, our thanksgiving, our appreciation, and raise our expectation because you are a God who is gracious and we can count on your generosity. We thank you for that. We pray for that. Ask your blessing on everybody who's listening and the people in our lives. We pray for them as well, that they may know you better and better. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, that was fun. There was no problem there. Now I'm going to do a DDD, and that's going to be a little harder. I like you guys, and I even like myself from time to time. This is one that's hard on me, because I have a challenge in this from time to time. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 13. For I have told him that I am about to judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knew, because his sons brought a curse on themselves, and he did not rebuke them. This is making reference to Eli. And this is in Samuel 3:13. And this is where God tells Samuel, guess what? I'm really, really upset. What's going on? I'm upset with Eli's kids. They're not following me. They're dishonoring my name. I'm going to judge them. I'm going to judge Eli. And here's the reason why. Get this. Because his sons sinned and Eli didn't parent. Let me say that really carefully. Eli didn't parent. So I'm going to throw out a couple things that are going to blow your mind, okay? Because, you know, I'm there for that. When your children are younger, it is youngsters, you know, 1 to 20-ish kind of mentality. It is your responsibility to parent at one level. When your children are older, from 20 to 40, you have to parent at another level. And if you're older and your kids are 40 to 60, you have to actually parent at another level. Here's the thing they never tell you about being a parent. It never ends. Nobody came along and said, hey, you know how you have that kid and you know he's going to be with you and the 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, he's going to move out of the house? Guess what? In almost every parent situation, there's this thing called a revolving door. It's like they go in and they go out. Here's the bottom line. You never stop parenting. You never stop doing that. And in 1 Samuel 2:29 earlier, there's a rebuke that goes to Eli. Why do you kick my sacrifices and my offering, which I commanded in my dwelling, and honor your sons above me? There's nothing wrong with loving on your kids with every ounce you can. But there is something wrong when that gets in the way of your honor for God. And in Luke 14:26, Jesus didn't pull the punches when he said, you have to love me more than your family. Now, I remember the presidential candidate, I won't say his name, that ran, you know, several years ago. And his whole motto was, it's, you know, it's family, then it's faith, and then it's friends. And I've got a message for you. He's wrong. It's faith, family, and friends. And you will have differences of opinion with your children for years to come. You will see things differently. You will approach things differently. You will look at things differently. That part's okay. You can engage with that. You can disagree. When they're older, let me explain something to you. They're entitled to their opinion because they're first God's child. Then they're your child. They're only on loan to you. But you can never honor your children above the Lord. You can never dismiss the Word of God because you are trying to be best buddies, best friends with your children. You cannot ignore God and His commands in order to make your children feel like they are more important than God, because they are not. Oh, isn't that tough to hear? Guess what? You're not more important than God. I'm not more important than God. And our children aren't either. It is to Him that we give the honor and the glory. It is to Him that we love first. Remember that commandment? The first commandment, the Shema, Hear, O Israel, our Lord, our God, our Lord is one. You will love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Loving God is our first and prioritized commandment. Above our family, above our extended family, above our immediate family, get this, and above ourselves. That's when you know you're in real Christian faith. When you recognize that your job, like Abraham's job, was to lay down Isaac, lay down any Isaacs you have, because God comes first. Okay? All right. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, you reach down and see me.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Is the David Spoon Experience.
Regardless of what the world says, regardless of what politics say, regardless of what different people say, Jesus does one thing better than anybody else. He brings hope. It's like, wait, this could be different. And in verse 29, she touches Jesus and immediately her bleeding stops, right? The Bible says, look at it, immediately her bleeding stopped. She felt it in her body. She was freed from her suffering. You know, people will say, well, I mean, how do you know if you're healed? I got a message for you. When you touch the Lord and power comes from the Lord into your life, you know. She knew. Not only did she know, Jesus knew. And Jesus was like, okay, who touched me? Who touched me? Power went out for me. Right? And then the disciples are, okay. Look, there's like 1,000 people right next to you. How are we supposed to? Now, why did Jesus do all that? Watch this. This is just one of those absolute mind blowers. The first thing that happens to her is her issue of blood ceases to exist because she touches Jesus. We would call that a physical healing. She was physically healed. She had an issue of blood, and that's a problem, and she couldn't do anything to help it. But when she was able to touch Jesus, bam, the physical healing happened. But then Jesus does this such weird thing because he's so cool that it just fits the whole thing. He says, "Who touched me?" And they're all like going, okay, well, you know, take a look around, dude. There's a lot of people here. And he's like, "Who touched me?" And then the woman said, "It was me," right? Jesus not only physically healed her, watch this, he socially healed her, because a woman who had an issue of blood was not allowed to have the same level of public contact as everybody else. So he heals her physically and then calls her up in front of everybody and goes, "Yeah, you're well now, huh?" It's just think about the moment. And instead of saying anything negative, right, because God's not like that, he's like, oh, your faith has healed you. Okay, your faith and confidence in you touching me made the difference. You're physically healed. And let everybody who's around you know you are no longer to be untouched because you touched me. Now you're socially healed. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Before we get into our trivia question, I got to tell you, that last thing that we just talked about being a parent and doing this with the Lord, that's hard on me. I mean, I have three kids, right? You'll hear me talk about two of them, right? Do you know how hard that is? You just have no idea. It's so hard. It is. It's just tough. But that's a part of it. And I know it's difficult. And here's if you really get into, if we ever have a sit down, anytime we really can, you know, change some of our format and have a sit down discussion with a few different people at the same time. I mean, I had to do this with my parents because they were born and raised Jewish. So I became a Christian, was ostracized for that. And I cannot abandon the priority of my faith. And there was great communication throughout my parenting, but it doesn't always work the way that you plan it to work. That's the truth. Okay, here we go. Here is the first trivia question. Who said, we're back to the who saids. Remember the who saids? Who said this? Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price of the land? Who said that? Who said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? You can tell it's King James because they say ghost. Why has Satan filled that heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land? Who's the one who said that? If you think you know, you can text in. What is it? Text? 214-210-8483. You only have a little bit of time because guess what? Somebody's already on the phone ready to answer. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. It's Sam. Shabbat shalom to you, brother.
Shabbat shalom, my good brother. How are you? How is the family? How is the wife? And how is the child, the children?
Yeah, we are okay. It's work in progress. And my wife has seen the doctor, and now they recommend some physical therapy. So today she had a first physical therapy, so... We're hopeful,
right?
Financial provision to take care of.
I gotcha. I hear you. I hear you. I feel you. I know it. Yeah. In fact, let me pray that real quick over you. Father, we just ask you to really help Sam in the financial area because they need some physical therapy. They need some help. They need some family assistance. We ask you to just pour out generosity. It doesn't matter if it comes in the form of a dollar bill or not. Whatever way you bring it, just bring it to your glory and so that Sam and his family can be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen,
my brother. Okay, you got a trivia question. You still got to answer this. Who said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price of the land?
It was Cephas.
That's correct, Cephas or Peter. That is right, my brother. Good job. Way to get that in there. Well, I'm going to keep praying for you. The audience is going to keep praying for you, and you're going to prevail, and you're going to be able to share that testimony with us on the air.
Good. Hey, David, I have a quick question.
Sure.
Do you consider yourself as a messianic believer or just a Christian?
That's actually a really great question. So I initially considered myself nothing, and then for a while I considered myself a messianic believer, and then after that I considered myself a believer who was Jewish.
Oh, okay.
I seem to go through different phases depending on how old I am and what the Lord seems to be teaching me at the time.
All right. Well, thank you, David, for your perspective.
All right. You got it, brother. You are more than welcome, and God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. There we go. All right. Ready? All right. Solid. All right. We don't have to do anything else. Here we go. We're going forward. This is from Pastor Ray, my buddy. This is one he wrote. It's a very short one, but it's a really good one called Disappointment with God. And I like it because it's a challenge. It challenges me in my own faith, and it challenges you in your faith, and that's kind of what we're looking for. And he starts the whole thing off by saying, your will be done. We're making reference to Matthew 26:42, which is in the garden, plus also Luke 11:2, which is what Jesus said when he was teaching people to pray. Here's what he wrote. Those can be hard words to get out. Even Jesus struggled before he prayed to his Father, your will be done, in the Garden of Gethsemane, saying that it was a trialing time. They're hard because, for us, we're afraid. We're afraid. Afraid that even though we've fervently prayed over a certain matter, what we want may not be what God wants. And it's hard to let go of strong desires, especially when we're praying for someone we love or somebody in a situation like a life-threatening illness. Feeling like God has let us down can seem to be one of the greatest challenges to our faith. Philip Yancey observes, some people lose their faith because of a sharp sense of disappointment with God. They expect God to act in a certain way, and God lets them down because he didn't act the way they expected. Others may not lose their faith, but they too experience disappointment. They believe God will intervene, they pray for a miracle, and their prayers can come back unanswered for quite some time. When we feel guilty and wonder, what do other believers think of me if they knew that I felt disappointment with God or anger with him? Worse yet, what does God think? This is what Ray writes. He knows we are human. Several stories in Scripture address the issue in various ways. Martha and Mary were disappointed that Jesus didn't come to them when he first heard about their brother Lazarus, that he was ill. That's John 11. The desperate father of the ill son, who was afraid to expect a miracle, cried out, "Help my unbelief." That's Mark 9:9. Elijah challenged evil and called fire down from heaven. Afterward, he sat under a tree, depressed and praying to die. That's 1 Kings 19. In each instance, the Lord responded to the need, often in unexpected ways, not necessarily the way those who prayed thought things should go, but in ways that reminded them of his unfailing love and providence. God's answers are always intended to draw us closer to him and help us grow deeper in our faith. Don't ever be afraid to pray, "Your will be done," even when it means something hard is ahead. Jesus knew it meant the cross, but he also knew the joy of accomplishing his purpose on earth. Never be afraid to commit an unknown future to a God who knows the future, who loves you and wants to bless you with an abundant, meaningful life. Man, that is one of the best devotions that Ray has ever written. It's called Disappointment with God. And here's the fullness of that. And we were talking about praying for dealing with our children prior. And we were talking about times and prayed that we would have an expectation, a higher level of expectation. There's a grand truth in the way that we walk our walk, and that is we are supposed to have faith, we are supposed to believe, we are supposed to make these commitments to God, but you cannot determine for God the methodology or the timing of his answers. You cannot say to the Lord, it must be answered this way, for that makes you God, and that's not permissible. It has to be answered the way that God determines is best and most fits for what he's trying to accomplish in his purposes and in the timing that he believes is that he knows is the right timing in the right mannerism. And so instead of us trying to, here's the real truth about it, instead of us trying to manipulate God to do it the way that we want him to do it, we need to surrender it, trusting that his method is the best method. He knows what he's doing, being God. If you and I were anywhere in those powerful positions, we were clueless. Sorry. You can say what you want. I love people. People are great. Most people are great. Some people are kind of, yeah. But here's the bottom line. Only God knows how to fill that position. and trying to counsel him on how to do it is just a bad idea. It just doesn't work. What we need to do is trust in the quality of God, make that willing step of faith, have that level of expectation, make sure we say your will be done, make sure we're honest about it. Don't just blurb it out of your mouth like, okay, well, I'll just say that because I'm supposed to. Really deep down within your heart, within your spirit, within your mind, really, really know that if God's will is done, it's the best that can be done in any of the circumstances. If God's will is done, and it will be done, then that's the absolute best, not from our evaluation point of view, but from His. You've heard us say on the show several times, our opinions are interesting, and they're even fascinating to some degree, but they're human opinions, and there's not a single human being that has a heaven to put any of us in. But God has one. And that's where we want to go. And our opinions are interesting, but His position or His declarations count. So we yield it. And we can't be afraid to pray your will be done, because if we are being afraid, then what we're actually doing is not trusting. And I know we've quoted all the time. Who doesn't quote this? I mean, it's on billboards. It's on, you probably have a magnet on your refrigerator that says it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. It's the second part that's super hard. In order to accomplish the trust the Lord with all your heart, you can't lean on your own understanding, because God doesn't do stuff the way that we tell Him to do stuff. That's why we are surrendered to Him, okay? All right. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, top of the hour, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit, because after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
First and foremost, we want to review our most important element of the day, and that is our DNA. Why is DNA important? Because a Christian should know what they're made of no matter what they're going through. Can I say this again as I've said it before? Let me do it real quick. Ready? More news is coming. I know it sounds prophetic, doesn't it? More, even different news today, tomorrow, and the next day, and for the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. Da, da, da. That's good. So in lieu of that, we have to have a certain way, and we need to be. Our DNA, Christian DNA, has three elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Number two, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the Lord and his words. And A, always be ready to
serve.
There you go. So it's three simple things, DNA.